How's it going? Welcome to 4 Day Breaks, the podcast brought to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey. I'll be one of your hosts alongside with me. I got.
What's going on, guys? My name is Michael Wasson. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on, from latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boys. Nothing
is off limits. So, brief description on, I know this is probably very new news to everybody, but High Rise Fuel has decided to create a podcast. If you don't know what High Rise Fuel is, it is a firefighter-owned energy drink from South Texas. We basically wanted to put something together and cultivate a better understanding of what we got going on behind the scenes, but also keeping it as candid and as open-ended, I guess you could say, be a little more transparent in that sense. But on that note, obviously, start off with some introductions from the host. Myself, been a firefighter for about a decade now, 8 years with my current department, and I'm a driver, just passed my lieutenant test a few months ago. Hopefully we got something going with that. Basan, you want to give a little intro?
Yeah, just a little bit about me. I started the fire service back in 2019, so I'm still kind of fairly new. Been bouncing around departments and stuff like that. Now I ended up in my current department where I'm at. But initially, from what everything like started for me, I was a volunteer. You know, I had a bunch of family members that were firemen and firewomen, you know what I mean? But and they would kind of teach me the ropes. And I fell in love with everything about it. And I love what I do right now. And
news to me. I didn't know you had other family besides your brother.
Yeah, man. I have a bunch. And then also one thing about me too is that in my current department, I'm a probie. So they call me Probie Mike right now, you know? So it's kind of a little fun thing that's going on right now. But I mean, it's all fun and games, you know. Everyone should know how probationary works. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's good in our department though. I don't think our department's too bad with probies. I think we're pretty decent. We're really, let me rephrase that. It depends who you end up with, right?
Because
lieutenant does things differently. Every shift does things differently. Every crew does things differently. So it's a little more, I guess, learning the ropes on how our department works. But I mean, that's cool. I didn't know you had more family besides your brother. I thought it was just you and him.
No, yeah. He just finished his probationary at his other department recently, if I'm not mistaken. And then also, speaking on like, you know, we treat everyone right and stuff like that, the department. Yeah, I do agree. I do agree on that. But there's this guy on my shift, man. This guy keeps putting fucking junior firefighter stickers on my back. So every time that we go out in public or we're going out and stuff like that, I have the sticker. And it's like,
let me guess who this is.
Yes, please.
All right. Is it a firefighter or is it a driver?
No, he's a driver, bro. He's a driver.
It sounds like Bayas, if I'm being honest.
Dude, yeah, I know it is him, bro. And I know it is. People tell me like, oh, it's not me. Nah, it is you, bro. It is you. And there was this other guy too, recently too. He's still on our shift, but he's a floater now. And he does it as well. Last time he put an empty water bottle in my boots. Like, who the fuck does
there
that?
There you go.
We get a call, bro. And I put it on my boots. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so I guess it depends where you're at. Because like, even us at Station 2, you know, we're always messing around. We're always doing some fun things, you know, trolling John, messing with Robert, yeah. Obviously stuff like that. So it's cool. It's a good environment, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But on that note, I mean, that's cool though. I didn't know you had extra family in it. And then aside from that, congrats to your brother on passing probation. I know yours is coming up pretty soon, and I think maybe another half a year.
Oh yeah, half a year. Counting down the days, brother. I'm counting down the days.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, my probation was 2016 is when it ended, so I'm kind of well past that point. But but no, it's cool, man. I think our department differs a lot from all the other departments down here. Not to say that, you know, any department is better than the other, but I definitely think that I do think we started well, like behind everybody, right?
Yeah,
like our neighboring departments were all civil service and all had these things going on. Our department, to my knowledge, if I remember correctly, went civil service in 2014 or 2013, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had just finished high school. I just graduated. So I know it was around that time frame, 2013, 2014 range. But I mean, for it to just go civil service then and, you know, the improvements it's been going, you know, now five stations, five different crews, you know what I mean? Like, it's still, when I got hired, it was only two. It was only
oh,
two.
Yeah.
And they had just opened up that second station a few months before I got hired. So definitely been a lot of improvements, you know what I mean?
And it's still improving, man. Like, the stuff that they want to start doing now, dude, it's insane to me. I could just imagine what 2025 is going to have in store for us, not only for the department, but for four-day breaks. I mean, this is our very first podcast, y'all. Like, yeah. I mean, what more can we ask for?
It's been a year since High Rise Fuel came out in September of 2023. We hit a year in September 2024. It's been good. And this is another avenue for High Rise to kind of come into and kind of start hopefully making waves just the way we're doing in the energy drink market, and see what comes out of it. We will be having guests also, just so everybody's aware. We do have pretty much, I guess you would say, a calendar lined up for the year, all the way up until the end of the year. We do have guests hopping in. We got a little bit of some surprise guests, some other guests that people may know, may not know, so we'll kind of keep it up as we go on. For now, for the time being, these next few episodes, we're going to be doing a audio only, but we do plan to incorporate a cameras and all that kind of stuff to get everything situated, make it a little more engaging, I guess, so you could go watch it on YouTube, Facebook, etc., etc. But for now, this next episode, two episodes, maybe a handful of episodes, will all be audio only, just to kind of get a feel for it, and we'll start making waves then.
And everything's looking good. All our lineups, everything that we're gonna have.
Oh, everything's done. Yeah, everything on the video side is done. All we're missing is just doing it. Really,
yep, that's showing up. Realistically, all it is. Yep.
I know that's something that some of the people I talked to about coming on board as guests were mentioning. Like, hey, just come out to, you know, come out to this area, come out to this city. And I'm just like, hey, man, to move everything from one spot to go to another spot, yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah,
if anything, real. It's easier for you to come to me. Mm-hmm. But we'll cross that bridge once we get there. Aside from that, though, I mean, in other news, right, there's a lot of stuff going on right now out in the world, in the fire world. Obviously, I know for us in Texas, we have those three firefighters from Houston.
Yeah.
That got hurt in the southeast Houston apartment fire. I haven't seen too much on it. I just know that they had gotten trapped. I don't remember what station they were from. It was early in the morning, but they got trapped behind a heavy ass door is what I remember reading.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I heard too. Three firefighters from the Houston Fire Department, and don't want to say the station and stuff like that, right? But yeah, it was at 5:30 a.m. 5:30, y'all. That is insane. I'm already in my third dream at 5:30 a.m. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, jokes aside, you know, we wish them the speedy recovery and stuff like that. Thank you guys for what you guys do over there. And
To my knowledge, they are. I don't know if all three of them are in surgery or a few of them, but apparently the injuries are pretty severe. So
yeah.
You know, hoping a speedy recovery for them, and hopefully everything goes out there. To my knowledge, it was one truck. I believe it was a captain and then the two firefighters that are along with them.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard, too. And, like, the amount of heat, like, I was reading a post on it recently that the amount of heat that was being, like, produced from that fire. And one of the quotes was said was, the gloves looked like they were just a piece of plastic. Like, you know how hot that needs to be for, like, bunker coat gloves or, like, bunker gloves to be as plastic? Dude, that's insane, man.
That is insane, man. It's intense. But I've been noticing there's always something going on. And obviously the population difference, right? But there's always something going on in Houston.
Yeah, I could just imagine their call volume and everything that they do. I'm pretty sure they probably average a structure fire a day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. And then on other news as well, we also have L.A. With those fires going on. It's over 1,000 structures, killed at least two. I mean, it evacuated celebrities from their residences as well. I know Mark Hamill was one of them. I'm not sure of anybody else, but the names that I saw, those are the only ones that I'd seen. But I mean, the thing with Cali, man, is it's literally a year-round season for wildfires over there.
Yeah, yep.
Like, we have our little season here during the summer, and sometimes it is busy, sometimes it doesn't, but it seems like over there it's just year-round, all nonstop wildfires over there.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Joey. Would you ever live somewhere over there in Cali?
I'll say this. When I went to TwitchCon in 2020, when the hell was it? 22?
Okay. I think. And it was over there in Cali?
Yeah. It was in San Diego. I think it was in 22 or 23. Holy. Let me see. When was San Diego TwitchCon? I want to say it was 2022, bro. I can't remember fully. Yeah, 2022. I went over there back when I was doing the whole esports world of things, right? So we went out there and I went to San Diego. And I'll say this, San Diego it's nice. I just don't know, like, I was there for a week, right? I was there for about 6 days, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'd want to live in Cali. And obviously, that's the only place in Cali I've actually been to. I have a few other buddies. Manny, right? Manny, 2 times, one of my homies. Mm-hmm. He's from LA. He lived in Arizona after that, but he's from Cali. I want to say it's like the LA area or something like that. And he loves it, right? He says he loved Cali except for the traffic and everything like that. But I don't know. Genuinely, I went to Tennessee, right, for the firefighter challenge this past year.
Okay.
And I lived in Tennessee beforehand. I lived in Knoxville for like a year growing up.
Really? I didn't even know that, man.
Yeah. I lived in Knoxville for like a year growing up. I wouldn't mind Tennessee. I like cold weather. That's the thing, too. I like cold weather. So
yeah, I'm the same way.
I think Tennessee would be nice because over there, they're cold, or they're like normal was like in the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. which was like fucking great for me. But if I had to choose, it says, I don't know, snow too, man. I remember living in snow and that shit sucked.
I think it'd be so cool, bro. Just seeing some snow. I mean, I grew up here in the valley. Like, you know what I mean? We don't get shit like that. I think the last time that we had a small, like, snowstorm was, what, 2018?
Something like that. Yeah, I remember I was on shift.
Dude, I was in high school, bro. I was a senior.
Yeah, I was on shift. Damn, bro, you made me feel old, bro. Come on. I was on shift. I was in Edinburgh, actually. We were working when it hit, when it kicked in. I remember the next day when I turned on my car. It was just ice all over my windows, all windshield, windows, everything like that. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude, that's insane, bro. Because like they put out like that cold weather alert, mm-hmm. saying that you can take your kids to school like late or something. Hell no, bro. We were there in the student parking lot, bro, trying to pick up the little snow that we had and just start throwing at each other. Some of it was probably rocks, bro. Some of it was probably rocks. Some of them.
I wouldn't doubt it, but that actually explains a lot, bro. It actually explains a lot.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know. What about you? Would you live in Cali?
You see, I would say, have you yes, been to Cali? I've never been to Cali. That's one thing about me. So it's kind of hard for me to pick, but I would say yes, but like how everything is over there and stuff like that, like pay wise, you know, like it's expensive over there, bro. I could just imagine how much you spent for that year or that, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. for that week that you were there. That is insane.
I don't remember how the thing we rented a big Airbnb when we were there.
Uh-huh.
But everything else, as far as like, we went to like some like regular restaurants downtown San Diego and stuff like that. And I mean, yeah, you're spending about like 30 to 50 a meal. Dang. You know, and it was just me.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was good though.
And some brewskis, you know what I mean? Some brewskis.
Some brewskis, but that was always on a separate tab. The one thing I will say too is like, I think like with Cali compared to Texas, what I like about Texas, right, is that we don't have any state income tax. Mm-hmm. And with Cali, that would be the thing that would like, it would bug me is the state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd live in Cali for that reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You see, like, I like everything, you know, but I mean, like, some people say, like, oh, like Santa Monica, I think it's like a beach or something, or it's like a pier. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is over there, But we also have that, you know, we probably have like one of the best beaches in, I would say, like the U.S. Like, you know, I'm not too sure.
I don't know if I go that far. Our water is ugly, bro.
Okay, our water, but compared to like Galveston, whoever's from Galveston, my bad. But I mean, dude, let's be real. Galveston.
Yeah, but it's because it's all from the same thing, bro. It's from the Gulf.
Yeah, but I mean, look at our stuff. Like, we have Claydons, you know. Like a bunch of like those like famous people and stuff like that. They go and they do concerts there. Mm-hmm. It's a small bar. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're there on the beach, but I mean,
okay. But let me rebuttal with you. Would you, instead of Cali, would you do Florida?
Oh yeah, I'll do Florida any day.
You been to Florida?
Yes, I've been to Florida. I've been to Orlando.
Okay. I've never been to Florida.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been to Florida. I from what I've heard from Florida, I don't want to go over there and catch something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
especially them alligators, bro. Whatever they have over there, I'll fuck with none of that. Yeah. Anything in the water, bro, I stay away.
Yeah,
I don't mess with anything in the water. Jellyfish, I hate jellyfish. I don't even fuck
with. Have you gotten stung by one at South Padre?
No, bro. And I pray to God I don't.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
Like, there was one time where we went, and it was like my family and I, and we went. We were there by Clayton's. Someone yelled shark. I immediately left. I didn't even look back. I didn't care. I sat down. Yeah, that guy, whoever that person was, bro, whether he was fucking around or not, let me tell you, bro, he ruined my fucking day because I did not go back in that water.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
What a fucking ass. Now we know, though. Now we know whenever we go to the beach, because we're actually, now that I think about it, we're planning to go to the beach here pretty soon. We'll talk about it off the air, but. Yeah, we're planning to go. I know me and Ray talked about it. Me and John, Robert, you see, all that.
But John won't go though. That's the thing. John won't. Go.
John will go. He's closer, bro. He's over there in Mercedes, bro.
You know how that He'll guy go. Is. Playing,
especially now that he has his truck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot.
Now that he has his truck, he'll go. 100%.
Oh, for real, bro.
100%. But. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if we go out there. Last time we went out there, it was all of us, JP, Kevin, Ray, me, John, Marcus and Josh were supposed to go out there, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. But it was cool, man. Ray got stuck like 4 times or 5 times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You had told me about that with the
desert runner or something. Desert runner. Fucking desert walker or something like that. He couldn't get out.
Yeah. Dude, let me tell you this, bro, because I mean, that's awesome that you guys are doing that. You know, I learn every day, especially with the new department and stuff, like how you guys like stick together on or off shift, you know, like in my past departments that I've been with, paid or volunteer. We never did nothing like that, you know. It would probably be like, maybe, hey, let's go get a beer or something, like, you know, like a little sort. But like going to like, I guess, like another city or like out of state, like, I think that's like awesome, you know? So how do you feel about all that?
I mean, it's cool, man. It's cool with certain individuals, right? Because you build those that repertoire or that relationship with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, me and Ray have always gone along, me and John have always gone along. Robert, you know, all of us there at Station 2. But then, you know, as far as the rest of the shift, I mean, everybody's pretty much cool, man. I haven't had really any issues with anybody on the shift, so everybody's decent to an extent whenever we link up. You know, I've linked up with some of the guys from 4, some of the guys from 5. You know, it's kind of just depends. It depends who you're stationed with too. I think that plays a big factor in who you link up with on the days off, right? So like with me and John, I'm with John at work. My girlfriend gets mad at this all the time, bro. Amy's always giving me shit. I'm with John at work, and then John's online on Discord, and I'm online playing with John. It's the same thing. Never ends. It's just the way it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like that with other stations too. I mean, that, you know, with Kevin and JP, for even though we're in business together, I mean, we still, before we were in business together, we'd still go out, still go, you know, to the beach, go to bars, right, with Kevin, because Kevin loves drinking. Shout out, Kevin. and shit like that, you know? So it's kind of just, I enjoy it. I think it's cool. Get to link up with everybody. And then even when we do stuff at the houses too, bro, like, you know, sometimes JP will throw something. I started doing it recently. I know you've come a few times, you know, when we do stuff here at the house. Yeah. So stuff like that, you know, some poker nights, some just chilling, drinking some brewskis and just kicking it, you know?
No, yeah, bro, for real. And I'm still waiting for that invite, JP. I'm still waiting. If you're watching this, bro, I'm waiting for that invite. I need that invite. You said that you were going to throw down. You
invited me for New Year's.
Really?
But I couldn't go because I didn't go to Amy's parents' house for New Year's because they throw a party every weekend. I didn't go to it. So then he called me. He said, "Hey, I'm going to throw something here if you want to come by." And I'm like, "Bro, if I go over there, dog, I'm not going to hear the end of it. So I'm just going to stay here chilling." I played. It was by myself playing online. Like, I don't know. My family never celebrated New Year's. So, like, it wasn't too, like, important to me. Like, obviously, the big holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, sure. But I don't know. New Year's, to me, I don't really see the point in it.
No, yeah. It's the same thing with me, too.
It's just a new year.
We do, like, little stuff. We probably, like, the party won't get started until, like, 7. I mean, you cook the food and then you're just kind of waiting it out. Like, you know what I mean? But dude, by like 10:30, bro, I'm already yawning and shit. And it's just like, oh, I want to go home.
Yeah, no, I'm not with that shit. But on that note, so let me ask you this. I know you worked in another department. Mm-hmm. What is from your old department to your new department? And I'm not saying to bash your old department either, right? I'm just saying, like, what is the biggest, well, this is a two-part question. What's the biggest hurdle you've had to, like, get past learning in the new department? And what would be your favorite thing that you didn't have in your old department that you have here?
Well,
it can't say money.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that's it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the main thing was kind of like, you know, like the lack of training, you know? Like, I'm very big on training and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, the little orientation that you guys, like, give to, like, the probationaries, like, the first month or something.
Yeah.
Like, I learned a lot compared to, like, what I did for, like, 3+ years at my other department. Like, you know what I mean? And that was just a small sample of it, you know? Even coming on to shift, I know my lieutenant, he loves to train, you know? So every other day we're training, or literally every shift day we are training, you know? We're always going to the drill field, or we find something to do there at the station, watch videos, watching other departments, see how they work and stuff like that. So those are huge things where I really liked. And I mean, it was just a step forward, you know, coming back from the old department.
Yeah. And what about the hurdle?
The hurdle, I would say, would probably be like the people that I left behind, but they're on to bigger and better things. Cause the main people that I started with, now they're in bigger departments now, you know, like, we're talking about McAllen, we're talking about Mission. Some are even trying to get into Edinburgh, you know, and I feel bad for some of them that didn't get picked up. But I mean, it doesn't hurt to keep trying. You know?
To my knowledge, we just hired a few on Monday.
Really?
Yeah, they were sent into the academy.
Oh, yes. Yes. One of them, he's a volunteer. He was a volunteer there in Edinburgh. I'm not too familiar with his name and stuff like that. I know how he looks like. But yeah, he starts. I think the academy starts in January. 21st, oh, okay. Something like that. But yeah, now something he's like 8 to 5. Yeah, he's 8 to 5. And then they said that there was 2. But I only saw one. So I mean,
I haven't seen anybody. Obviously, I've been out, but I haven't seen it. They had told me last week when I was there working on the presentation for the ESO training, they had mentioned that they were picking up 2 on Monday.
Yeah.
For the academy. That's cool, though.
One of the guys was there for the training that was there.
Oh, okay, nice, nice. Yeah, I guess the next thing too would be, what is the you know, here's the best that I love asking this question. I know you've only been at one station technically assigned, right? Because you haven't been assigned to another station,
yeah,
at least yet. And I've heard there's some changes coming up pretty soon. Mm-hmm. You've seen every station, right?
Yeah.
Which is your favorite station?
By looks and stuff like that, I would
No. Just like, what station would you want to be at? Like, because you're like, I like this station.
Just station.
It doesn't have to be crew. No personnel. It's just the station itself. Truck, okay. Station, area, whatever.
To me, if I had to pick one, it'd be 4.
4?
Yeah.
The 4, retirement bro. Station was on.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. The individual dorms, bro. They play a big part, man. Like, you know, like, there's times where you want to get like your little privacy in and stuff like that. And it's nice. But I mean, I also do like that we're kind of like an open dorm. that way we all like see each other, like, you know what I mean? Like, not doing whatever, but yeah, like,
that's a little sus.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that, right?
Maybe I did, Bayaz. Maybe I did.
But yeah, dude, like, I mean, it's kind of like pick your poison, but I kind of do like my little bit of privacy, I guess you could say. But yeah. Other than that, like, I would still be out there with the guys, still talking, shooting the shit, you know?
Yeah. No, I like four. That's where me and Ray have talked about it. We've said we'd like to stay at two because it's obviously two is busy.
Yeah.
It makes the shift go by quick and it's not that bad. I mean, I don't think two's, I mean, yeah, you know what? The fire alarm set station and all that stuff, because we have all the fucking like business side of it.
Yeah.
Commercial side, but it's busy. It's fun. It's cool. But yeah, I would like to go to four. I really don't want to go to five because that's obviously the farthest station from me.
Yeah, bro. It's the same thing with me too, bro. Like,
I wouldn't want to go to five. Three is okay. Three is okay if I was a lieutenant. I did that separate dorm.
Yeah.
That dorm was killer. as far as Central, I never want to go to Central again. Yeah. Ever.
I feel like that. It's like that with anyone. Like, you know, any department nationwide. I mean, no one wants to be at Central.
Yeah.
All eyes on you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But aside from that, I mean, four is cool. I wouldn't mind four. Aside from all the stations and everything like that. So I know you were a driver in your previous department.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
What would you say, I guess, is the difference in ranks from driving or being a driver here in Edinburgh or to being a driver in San Juan?
Honestly, I would say, I mean, like I said, aside from pay, like the way you just said, would probably be like the amount of information you guys got to know for like high rises and stuff like that. Like, you know, like we never had high rise buildings. I think the most building, I guess you can consider it high rise, but it's a 2-story building and it was vacant, you know? So other than that, we never really had stuff like that or stuff put into play on what we needed to do, what we needed to know and stuff like that.
Do you have your aerial up?
No, that's the only thing I don't have.
Okay. Yeah, I know they're going to put a class together pretty soon for that too.
I know, dude. I saw that and I'm looking forward to it, bro. And then even the RGV, I forgot what that class was called, where you guys host like a bunch of classes. Like
the fire school every year.
Yeah. So that one seems pretty good too. But from what I heard, that probationaries, they can only take one class and it's kind of like, hey, we're going to take you to this one or we're going to send you to that one. Like we mm-hmm. don't have the option versus like you guys, you know? So hopefully we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with it. I mean, I signed up for a class too. It's a leadership class. I can't remember which one it was, but I signed up for it. Mm-hmm. I was going to sign up for vehicle rescue, heavy vehicle rescue.
Yeah, I saw that one, bro. And then I was talking with one of the guys there, and he was like, usually they'll only send like people that are like the senior men and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, man, fuck that. So I still applied. I mean, I doubt I'm going to get chosen, right? But I mean, hey, it doesn't hurt to try. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what comes out of it. It's cool. It happens every year anyway. So if you don't get to do it this year, you still have next year.
Oh, yeah, bro, for sure.
That or you can always go to A&M.
That one, too.
Knock it out at Teach.
I've never been over there.
Bro. I've never been to Teach. They've asked me the past, like, 3 years, but it just – I never – my thing is they always want to send me to Rope Tech, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not keen on, like, Rope Tech. Like, I know my knots, right? Like, I run through my knots every now and then with Ray. We'll go through a system, you know what I mean, a 3-to-1 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, I mean, did I say 3-to-1, a 4-to-1 or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't, like, it doesn't interest me. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
It's just one of those subjects that, obviously, I know I need to know my basics, right? My clove hitch. I need to know how to do a bowline. I need to, like, figure it on a bite or anything like that. But, like, as far as, like, really getting into it,
mm-hmm.
like, it does not pique my attention.
No, yeah. It's the same thing with me, too, bro. Like, I'm not
like, it just doesn't, it, 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 it doesn't like gravitate to me to where I'm like, oh, I want to learn this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll learn it if I need to, but like, I don't care too much for it.
Yeah. No, I'm literally the same way.
So it's a little different on that. But now that they added that cert, I might look into it.
Oh, dude, for real, bro. And I was literally going to ask, man, like, I wonder what, like, you know, like organization and stuff like that wants to do with those two certs. Cause, yeah,
I don't think they'll make it a cert for, what's it called? Like for, a pay cert through our department, like one of the certifications you get. Yeah. I don't think they'll make it one, but I mean, it's still good to have because all you need to do now is just challenge it. You just need to get a letter from the chief that, what do you call it? That you meet the department's requirements to perform as a rope rescuer or something like that.
No, yeah, I saw that.
And then you can get to the awareness and ops or the tech level. So, to my knowledge, I think we have until any Texas firefighter has until October 1st to challenge that, I think.
Yeah.
Or to submit the application, I think you need a test for it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. You do have to take it. Like, if you're taking any other.
So
like those exams.
Yeah. So I think that's cool. I think that'll add a little more to the certification pot, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as certs go, how many certs do you have? More or less? You don't have to name each one of them off the top of your head, but more or less, what do you think? I don't have a lot either.
Yeah, no, I don't have a lot. I think I have four.
Through TCFP, I assume, right?
Oh, no. Through TCFP, I only have two.
Okay. And then through TEEKS, you have some other ones?
Through TEEKS, I have one. And then through the NREMT, that's another.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I have a handful on TCFP. I think I have five.
And what do you mean you don't have a lot, bro? That's a lot.
Nah, well, it's the like my driver op, my driver aerial, wildland.
Yeah, like the main ones, you know.
Actually, I'm supposed to get my advanced here in the next like week. I think that's it.
You know, bro, I think I'm supposed to be applying for the
intermediate.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, my advanced comes up literally in like a few days.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'll get that one out of the way. I'm trying to remember what else I had. Oh, and my fire instructor and my officer. There, I was like, I know I have two others. Couldn't remember. I could have hazmat tech, but I fucking failed with a 68. Oh, bro, you know this troll shit too, bro? Like,
what?
I paid for my retest.
Okay.
I didn't know I had 30 days when I paid for my retest to take the test.
Yeah, dude, that happened to me too, bro. Not only
I didn't know that, bro. So I paid for my retest thinking like, I'll take it in like 2 months. Paid for it because I had the money. And then I logged in to apply for the test and nothing.
Yeah, it expired. Dude, that happened to me. Yeah,
it expired. And then it counts as like a failure or some shit. So I was like, bruh.
Yeah.
You're trolling me.
That happened to me with Wildland, bro. So Wildland, I had literally took the course a year prior. And I was like, I had never taken the course or taken the exam. So I was like, fuck it. So I took it and I'm lying. I waited, I purchased it, and then like now if you want to take Wildland, like you don't even gotta take the state cert anymore. Now it's just like you show up to the course, you do your course completion, you submit it to TCFP, and they automatically give you the cert. You know, obviously you gotta pay for the cert now and stuff like that, like any other cert. But now you don't gotta take a state exam for it. A handful of people. Shit. I think one of the guys from B Shift, he just recently took it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dude. So I felt cheated out of $55. So I'm expecting it back.
Yeah, they don't give refunds. Yeah, I already tried. I was like, hey, so since I didn't take my test, my money? And they're like, you don't get it back. It's non-refundable. I was like, bruh.
Gotcha, bro. Gotcha.
You're trolling me right now.
Yep.
It is what it is, though. Maybe I'll take it again at some point. Hazmat was cool. The course that I took it in, to be honest, wasn't the best course. in my opinion, it was a lot of war stories and shit, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? You just got to roll with it. Some other people passed in my class, so can't blame it on that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think the highest grade we had in our class was like a 73 or some shit, though. So
Yeah, bro. I heard the hazmat tech is really tough, bro. And then congratulate to the two guys in our department. Hopefully they made it to the task force, bro. From what I
they mean, did they did
they did right.
Yeah, yeah. Both of them made it. Both of them made it.
Yeah, you see. Congratulations to those two guys, man. I know. Yeah, yes. I mean, both of them, bro. Hazmat gurus, bro. Those motherfuckers, they get a hard on for hazmat, bro. Easy.
I haven't been too around them whenever it goes over hazmat, so I'm not 100% on that. But yeah, no, they got in.
That's good. Awesome.
Good. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. On that note, I guess let's kind of break away from the fire side of things, or not the fire side, but our backgrounds and shit. We started going down a rabbit hole where we haven't really talked about that before. Yeah. What are some guests that you look forward to this year? Like, who would you like to potentially bring on to the podcast?
From like the ones that we already have lined up?
No, just like anybody. Like I'll tell you right now, one of mine, and I already reached out, right? I don't know if it's gonna happen. I'm not 100% sure. But I reached out, I sent an email out. I wanted to know how much it was, because I mean, I'm down, you know?
Yeah.
But I reached out to Steve Downs. Do you know who Steve Downs is?
No. Enlighten me.
Okay, that's the voice actor for Master Chief. All right, so I was trying to bring Master Chief on this shit.
Yeah.
I literally just sent the email this past week. I don't think I've gotten a response. I haven't looked at my email today, but that's who I reached out to. So I'm saying, like, in that realm, right, where it's like, who would you like to bring on? Because I my immediate, you know, I'd like to bring Steve Downs. That's Master Chief, all time favorite game. I don't care what anybody says. The Halo series is S tier. It's God tier. I'd like to bring him on here so he could say, you know, 4-day breaks, all this other stuff. He could say my name in Master Chief's voice, bro.
For and real, it's just
immediately moist, you know? but who do you think? Who's that person that you're like, you know what? I'd like to bring this person on board.
You see, bro, like right now, it's kind of hard to say, but one of the someone that we're gonna bring on, bro. I'm really excited, bro, from ETRGV.
Yeah,
dude, I am excited for that, bro. I would love to know what's gonna happen, like during their season, what they plan on doing their first season, like the changes.
I mean, it's on that note. Did you see that the UTSA quarterback's coming over?
Really, I did not see that.
Yeah. So, I can't remember his fucking name, and I just saw it literally. Eddie Lee Marburger.
Really?
He's one of the quarterbacks at UTSA. He transferred back, or not transferred back. He transferred to UTRGV. I'm assuming, this is my assumption, I'm assuming he's coming over here to be the starting quarterback.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think who was our starting quarterback at first? It was someone from Raiders, no?
If I'm not no, mistaken. No. It was supposed to be this other kid. I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name. But on that note, this guy's coming down from UTSA. He's from Mission, dude, too, though. He was in what's it called? Sheridan, was it Rattlers or Pioneers? One of them.
Something like that. I'm not from over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, me neither. So I mean,
I think it was
something like that. But I mean, he's coming down. He's gonna be like, I'll be honest, I don't know what he's gonna be, like a fifth year.
Oh shit.
He's a junior. He's a redshirt junior.
I guess he can only play 1 year, but I mean, if you're saying that he's a junior, shit.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so that's something else to look into. Yeah, he started playing in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so that, I mean, that'd be cool to get something like that. I mean, I'm hoping that everything falls through with UTRGV. We'll see what goes through.
No, yeah.
But okay, aside from that, aside from people that we already have potential plans with, like just anybody out in the world.
If it could just be like anyone, bro. I think
my I wouldn't say anyone, but something realistic. You know, don't tell me like, oh, you know what? I want fucking
LeBron James,
somebody. Shit. Like I want Mark Wahlberg or some shit. Like, okay, nah, like be realistic, bro.
I don't know, bro. I mean, anyone that's kind of like in the comedian side, bro, I would want to know more on their story. Like, you know, like that stuff is hard, bro. Like, yeah, you can't just like walk up to a stage and just start spitting some bars, bro. Like, nah, you gotta have a script. You gotta have like this. See, and that,
like on
and
that note, like what are you thinking though? Are you thinking like Andrew Schultz? Or are you thinking like Theo Vaughn? Are you thinking like some of the new guys from like I like Kill Tony, right? Like that series.
Dude, Kill Tony. Oh my god.
So like are you looking at like stuff like that? Or what do you mean?
Yeah. Exactly stuff like that, bro. Like Theo Vaughn, bro. Like I think he's probably like one of the best, bro. He's hilarious.
And he's funny, bro. I like that one meme where he's just like it makes you wanna where he does like that little what did he say? Makes you want to kick a
fat kid at Kmart,
a fat kid with cake or some shit like that. Yeah, bro, he's next level troll, bro. He's funny as hell.
Yeah,
and then with the Cat Williams, bro, that shit was hilarious. He bought the black nutcracker. And he's like, yeah, I got a little mini Cat Williams at the house, and shit, dude, that shit's funny. That'd be cool. That'd be cool to reach out and see.
Yeah, bro.
I'm pretty sure it's a grip. Pretty more than just a grip.
Yeah,
but that'd be cool. I think on one of the things that I'd like to do, right, with 4-day breaks. On that note, right, from guests and stuff like that. I'm trying to debate whether we want to stay pre-recorded or we want to go live, right? Because live obviously creates a bigger community engagement. You could kind of have people around talking and shit like that, you know, or not talking but chatting. We can kind of go through it for like Q&A's and stuff like that. But I think if we maybe every like other month or something like that, we do one that's like alive, and then everything else is gonna stay as is with all the different content and stuff. That's the thing, right? We have no idea where this is gonna branch off to. This could completely go a month or two and then it stops. It could go a year or two. It could go a decade. It could, you know, podcasts are going to be around for fucking ever. We'll come up with segments. Eventually we'll come up with more creative ideas. We'll get some more sponsors, get some more, you know, everything kind of intertwined into it. But I think right now, we'll kind of figure out the route, as it develops, as we continue doing what we got going on right now.
No, yeah. I mean, the learning curve.
I've never done this shit.
Yeah, I've never done this either. And then like the recording is really good too. Yeah, that's as far as I've gone too personally. But I mean, like the recordings and stuff like that, like it's really good. And like the way you just said, like once in a while we'll throw in a little live stream, you know, at a reasonable time. That way, you know, we can get some live chat, you know, going and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the main thing too is like, We kind of procrastinated a little bit on doing this. I kind of, you know, just went down this whole damn process with my dog and everything like that. And it's been a grip. It's been a long, I'm running on a few hours of sleep right now, but you know, this is something like I told you, like we had to knock out, had to get done. That way we could get everything uploaded and running and see what comes out of it. You know what I mean? That's ultimately all we can do is just see. But I do want to build a good community with it. I do want to kind of bring more guests on board and bring local entrepreneurs and stuff like that. I have a few people in mind from like even our department, right, that run successful businesses and stuff like that, that I'd like to bring on board and kind of just pick their mind. That's the thing with this podcast is it's so open-ended that it's not like tied down to just firefighting. It's not tied down to just energy drinks. It's not tied down to you know, gaming or anything in that nature. It's pretty much open-ended, can go any which way we want it to, you know? I think learning from entrepreneurs,
that's one thing.
I know. What's up? Yeah.
that's one thing that I learned too, in like in the department, like majority of everyone there, bro, they own businesses, like, you know, like, yeah, like yourself, like, you know, I know the guys there on A shift, man, they're part of high rise and stuff like that. I've heard some other businesses from B shift and C shift, which is just awesome, bro. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, no, there's tons, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much to do. And that's why one of the funny things with this podcast being called 4 Day Breaks is we have a lot of off time. You know what I mean? Working 9 to 10 or 12 days a month max. I mean, that's, you know, you can't beat that. And that's why a lot of these guys work part-time jobs or other places too, you know, just to kind of keep busy. But I think with our side of it, you know, it's a little more, you know, every 9 days, it's second day of our 4 day break is when we plan to do this every single week, or every, mm-hmm, I guess, I don't even know if you'd say week, but every 9 days. Yeah. And I think that, you know, creating that community and kind of having that open-ended conversations with people. I mean, there's a few people I have in mind that I want to bring on board to kind of talk from the department and see what, you know, what we can learn. I know you, like, even your business too with Q, it's different. You know what I mean? It's something that I'm not too like involved in. So I don't know all about it. You know what I mean? So it's like like that. I want to learn and kind of, you know, maybe set it up and I wouldn't say segments, but set it up to where people can kind of learn a little bit from others as well and see what, you know, maybe it's something that you've had a question on and didn't have an answer to, but then through our discussions, it comes out, you know, and I have that learning moments as well. Aside from that though, I mean, I think this is a good first episode. Obviously it's not going to be too long. One of the things that we kind of wanted to do was just let the conversation run through and see where we end up, but obviously not bore everybody too much. I know like some of the bigger podcasts can go for hours and hours and hours, which I don't get bored, but obviously as we're developing here, we'll kind of figure out a more well-toned script, a more well-toned narrative, how we want things to kind of transpire and go, and we'll get everything adjusted. But I mean, for now, we're a little over 45 minutes. I think right now I'm good to go. I appreciate everybody. If you know, everybody came in and listened, show some support, follow High Rise Fuel on all socials. I'll be creating at some point some form of discount for everybody through the podcast. That way you can save some money. And yeah, any closing thoughts, Basan?
No, yeah, same thing. You know, I mean, we have a lot of ideas coming up. I mean, stay tuned with the podcast and stuff like that. We really want to build a community for High Rise, for 4 day breaks, you know, and stuff like that. So we do have a lot of stuff in store. And then what's it called? What did you had said earlier? You had mentioned something about what was it?
What's up? What's up?
I forgot what you had mentioned.
I mean, we mentioned a lot, but what part?
It was about the, you know, I think this part we're going to need to cut off, brother.
I fucking forgot. It's staying 100%. I don't remember what it was, but nonetheless, next episode should be out January 17th. I don't think we have a guest lined up for the first 2 months. But yeah, I'll try to correct. Get something situated. I'll see if maybe we get someone for next.
I think we do. No.
The first one's March 12th, I believe.
Holy shit! Then I read that fucking thing completely wrong, then, brother.
Yeah. No, the first one should be March 12th. I need to look at. I have an idea for somebody for this month. However, with them being on a different shift, I think a lot of these land on that day that they work. Now that I think about it, the second day of our 4 day break is always a B shift day.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the way our cycle never changes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so it's a B shift day every time. So the person I have for an idea on C shift, it's good to go. The person that I have for an idea on B shift is probably not. But we'll figure it out. We'll schedule some vacation time or some shit.
No, yeah.
But yeah, other than that, look forward to seeing everybody. We'll keep everybody updated on socials and get everything uploaded once you can listen on, I believe it should be Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, And I don't know the full list of the ones that we have listed there, but as soon as I have an idea, we'll get everything situated and let everybody know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate everybody listening in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Y'all stay safe, brothers.